Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Is this a P1's court? It feels like a P1's court.
It is totally a P1's court.
Yeah. I think it's got to be a P1's. It's got to be a P1's court. It's the P1's court. Okay, so what's the story here?
So my friend Jasmine and Ben went to the pool this weekend.
Like at a casino pool?
Yeah. So they got in by their friend who works there.
This is important to me. Is it pool party?
It's not pool party. It is.
It's pool.
It's just pool. Like there's DJ and all that stuff.
Sure. But
I can't say which one. But
No. But so it's not like, just to draw the comparison, it's not one. It's not conceivably One Republic or that thing they do at the Encore or whatever. It's like the M.
Yes.
Or Red Rock.
Stuff like that, yes.
Something along those lines. Okay, I got you.
Very much so. So she got there late in the afternoon. Ben came to join her, and she had posted up next to this bay of chairs.
Sure.
Essentially. And all of the chairs, surprisingly enough, because when you show up at 1 o'clock, basically all the chairs get taken.
Yeah, they're gone.
So there was a towel laying down on every single chair, and she's posted up next to it, and they hung out there in the shade the whole time for like a couple of hours, like at least 2 hours.
So every other chair is taken, and there's people there. There's people on the chairs. And then
no, just the towels.
Okay. All right.
So
everybody is putting towels on the chairs and leaving them. Because this changes this for me. This is a different story than you told me yesterday.
So the ones that they were sitting next to, there were people like on the chairs or whatever. The ones they were sitting right next to, nobody ever came over to. They were just claimed with towels. So that was the whole thing. So after a couple of hours, Jasmine was like, I'm getting kind of irritated. So she moved the towel off the end chair and put it on another one. There was nothing else in the chair, mind you. Nothing else. There was no cell phones. There was no bags.
Right. But all the rest of the chairs had towels on.
Yes. Yes. So there was nothing on this one. So she moved the towel off and put her stuff down. And then immediately this woman comes like running up from across the pool and is like, that's my stuff. I claim that chair. And it's like getting in her face about it. Like, how dare you? I claim that chair. And so they're like getting in her face about it.
How long had the chair been vacant?
Like 2 hours at least.
So the other chairs with towels, people were coming back and forth here and there,
yeah,
doing that kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, because that was what I was trying to ask, was that people were actually claiming ownership of those other chairs.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, that's a different story. Okay, right. So now this goes back to the same story that you told. Because the way you initially told it, it made it just sound like there were towels on chairs left alone.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, for me, if there's a bunch of them that are covered with towels, there must be a reason for that.
Yeah, it could be like, yeah.
And then therefore those are reserved.
Yeah.
So.
But this one towel, and no one's been in the chair for 2 hours.
Well, and that's what Ben said. They were like, they got confused because no one's touched this chair for 2 hours. They've been standing. It's not like anybody's come up at all. They've been standing next to it the whole time. So the woman is screaming at my friend Jasmine. And finally, like, Jasmine's kind of I love her, but she's kind of a hothead. And so she starts yelling back at the woman, like, you haven't been here. Like, I didn't know, blah, blah. The woman's like, that's my, how dare you? And so the security finally gets involved after they've been screaming at each other for a minute and a half. And security kicks both my friend Jasmine
gets tossed.
And
it's like a hockey fight. Everybody go to the box.
I imagine that new CNN video, the Chris Cuomo video, them going at it like that.
if you're not familiar, Chris Cuomo got it. Some guy was calling him Freddo, which is a huge insult in Italian culture, because Freddo is the guy in The Godfather that betrayed the family. Oh. And they're yelling at each other in the middle of the street. So the question being,
what's the protocol of how long you can leave? How long can you clean that chair with just a towel?
You're 2 hours, dude, and it's just a towel.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but I got there early and I claim my spot. That's my chair. Move over. No one's taking that chair.
Forever.
Whether I'm walking around, Whether I don't use the chair, I've claimed it. That's my spot.
I have a very pointed question for this, though.
Okay.
How many times have you been to the pool that you have left something behind, like a towel, just sitting there? That's what I'm saying, is they probably, I mean, I didn't talk to Ben about this, but they probably made the assumption, like, this person probably already left, or they're not sitting here anymore, because you haven't been back to your chair in 2 hours.
No, and that's, yeah. By the way, I'm going to kick you out if you keep yelling.
Very passionate.
Yeah.
Towels.
Very far. So which side are you on this?
I'm on Jasmine and Ben's side.
Of course, because that's your friend.
They're friends.
Yeah.
That's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours is a long time, man. And if you haven't checked in, and other people, you know what I mean? There's a similar situation, and other people are coming back to their chairs, but you've just left it there, and it's 2 hours, and there hasn't even been a sniff of ownership. I think you've given up. I think you've abandoned the property.
The statute of limitations would dictate that maybe you only have that chair for an hour with a towel.
That's what I thought, unclaimed. Too. I thought an hour. You can get away with an hour.
Two hours.
At some point, you got to check in.
2 hours. You don't own a chair, little Jess. You don't own that chair with your towel for 2 hours.
No, you don't
come back.
And if it was important for you to have a chair at the pool, then you should have gotten there early, like little Jess. That's my chair. I can do what I want with it.
No,
yeah,
it's the property's chair. You are just there, and you put a towel on it because maybe at some point during the day you might want to go sit on it.
No, that's my chair.
Okay, well, all right.
Oh my God.
Okay, there's one vote for that's my chair.
Okay,
get above my chair.
We cancel each other out. Fair enough.
Oh, funny.
And what'd you say, an hour? I'm with you on an hour.
I'll give you an hour.
45 minutes to an hour.
Yep, that's it. And they were patient. They waited 2 hours.
Here's my other question. Hotel towel, personal towel. That does make a difference to me. Hotel towel or your Hello Kitty towel.
See, I know what pool it is. I know what pool it is. I will not say I know what pool it is. And I know they give you a towel.
Right. So. But I may have also brought a towel. If it's hotel towel, I'm not as patient.
I agree.
If it's your New York Jets towel,
you know that somebody brought that. That's not from the casino. So yeah, I would give them a little more leeway on that.
And I might be willing to go. Oh, geez, didn't see ya.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
702-364-9890. Now it got interesting for me.
Yeah.
So where are you? Okay, you're with your friends.
Yeah.
Jess and I cancel each other out. Spence is...
Statute of limitations, 1 hour.
Yeah, what is the protocol on this? Once you plant your flag, is that yours? I'm assuming you're saying until the day is done.
Until
Lil Jess, or is it yours?
Until I remove the towel and leave the chair.
And remove yourself.
And remove myself
and remove
from the
yourself.
Property.
That's great.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So Kayla's friends go to the pool. It's not pool parties, so it's not crazy. It's people laying out around the pool. You know how they have the DJ playing the cool vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keeping the party going, but not too crazy. You know, where you just hang out at the pool.
Yeah, it's EDM nice, light. Yeah. That's what I've always noticed.
Right? Yeah. It's the same music that they play inside the restaurant that has a DJ. You know what I mean? It's got the same DJ that they have the clothing store.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's that same vibe. But so there's a towel on the chair, nothing else. Did we determine a hotel towel or personal towel?
Hotel towel.
Hotel towel.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's different for me. Hotel towel on the chair. Chair goes unused for 2 hours. Hotel towel gets moved and chair gets claimed. Woman comes tearing over. That's my chair.
How dare you?
How dare you move my stuff? And goes into a rage. Bickering ensues.
Yeah.
Both people get tossed.
Dang.
But what's up, Dane? Dane in Summerlin?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, you got friends, you go to parties and stuff, and sometimes there's no chairs to sit in. Well, you know, whenever we go to, you know, the party, the rule of the house, no matter where it's at, because we all, you know, went,
yeah, no, we get the situation. It's the same as the situation we're talking about. So, what's your thought on it?
Well, it's always, you know, if you move your feet, you lose your seat.
Move your feet. I'd always been told that was move your meat. Works.
That's funny.
Yeah. Move your meat. Lose your seat.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if for 2 hours, and then she comes over and boils out on her, I mean, come on.
Yeah, start screaming. Dane, thank you. Move your meat, lose your seat. I like it.
I like it.
I like it a little bit. Hannah in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
You say, however, if there is a towel there, it is claimed, much like Lil Jess said.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm, like, as strong as Lil Jess, but, like, if I put a towel there, I expect my chair to be there when I get back. And likewise, if I show up at the pool and there's a towel, I don't know that I'm going to stock the chair for 2 hours and go, well, nobody came back. I guess it's mine now.
It's sitting right next to you. So you got, like, you got two people.
Okay, well, you already have a chair then.
Nah, two people, one chair.
Yeah, but why are you at the pool if you're just going to sit in the chair the whole time?
Because you're laying out in the sun. I don't want
to
go.
That, by the way, I have been to plenty of pools where I have not been in the physical pool. So.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not crazy about public pool water. Yeah. That's just me.
Have you been to a Vegas pool? Maybe you don't go in the water.
Yeah. Those people are from elsewhere. I don't trust them. I don't trust tourists. You know how people come and they're like, yeah, Vegas, baby. Those are the people that pee in pools.
No shame.
Maybe. I'm guessing. So, okay, so what's the limitation on that then? So if it sits for 2 hours, it's yours all day if you put a towel on it.
I think so. Just personally, I would respect the towel.
All right. Gotcha. Spence?
Centennial Toyota text line. Just put something else besides the towel is this person's advice. I worked at a pool for years.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
All right. Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Shout out to Fox 5 Cindy Lindbergh. Did I really say One Republic when I was talking about?
Oh, as opposed like to Wet group, Republic?
As opposed to Wet Republic?
No, that's maybe.
I didn't hear it at all,
that's
so.
That's funny. Cindy, why didn't you call in, by the way? Thank you very much. I'd honestly love to know what she thinks.
Oh, yeah.
About this whole deal. So Kayla's friends went to a pool, not to a pool party, but to a pool. Because that's different for me. Space is at a premium then. Mm. If you're trying to reserve a chair with a towel at a pool party, you know what I mean, where there's just people everywhere, yep. And it's, you know, and
it's different.
That's nuts, and you're just looking for a fight. Are you going to try and reserve a chair at for example, at One Republic? No, at Wet Republic or a pool party like that? Are you going to try and put your towel down on the chair and go, that's my chair?
Yes, I'm going to do same thing, even at the party.
You'll
lose. You would put something down, right?
I mean, I'd probably sit there a lot longer, so I wouldn't lose it. But I'm going to try to claim it. Absolutely.
You can't put a towel on a chair and then walk away for 2 hours at Wet Republic and think it's going to be there when you come back.
No.
Even though, do they even have chairs that are just out?
I haven't been there in so
all
long.
Or is it all cabana? I would think it's all cabana.
A lot of those pool parties are like that now, where like every seat's reserved no matter what, and you have to buy it. So,
like Waikiki Beach. Exactly. You know what I mean? You ain't getting no chair. Mm-hmm. You know, just put a towel on it. No, you're gonna give a guy $40.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then That's true. You can walk away for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's like at a regular pool, like at Red Rock or at the M, or you know, or just a
Green
pool,
Valley,
pool situation, Caesars. You know, where they've got the DJ playing and it's, you know, and it's nice time and everybody just chill out. So this woman puts a towel on a chair, leaves, doesn't come back for 2 hours. Kayla's friend says, well, nobody's been here for 2 hours and squats, really, and just kind of moves in. Lady comes tearing over. This is accurate, right?
Yes.
Like 10 seconds
later. Immediately.
Yeah. Tear it and just rips her a new one. That's my chair. How dare you move my stuff? It's a pool towel, too, which somehow is different to me.
Yeah, like you said earlier, a great analogy. If it was a Jets, you know, your New York Jets towel, you know someone's coming back for that. A hotel towel looks like a hotel towel.
Nobody. Yeah, your sweet Hannah Montana towel that you've had forever.
Just slight rip in the corner.
Yeah, but you brought it with you. You brought it with you on to Vegas because you bring all your favorite stuff on vacation.
Your lucky towel.
Yeah. Your lucky towel. That's awesome. Chris on the West Side. Seriously, who's right in this situation?
Well,
to be honest, I think that it goes the same. It goes both ways. But I mean, if it's like a hotel towel. I mean, come on, 2 hours. You haven't been to your seat. It's hot out, and I'm done waiting. I'm like, I'm gonna sit down.
So Kayla's friend, is that what you say? Kayla's friend, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely right, because I mean, 2 hours, it's hot out, we're waiting, and it's Vegas heat. Like, come on.
Yeah, and by the way, if you leave your Crown Royal bag full of weed on the towel, that is your seat, and you can keep it for 2 hours.
Yes.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. If you leave,
is that where
else?
You keep your weed, Chris? Your Crown Royal bag?
Well, I mean.
All right, we're going to let you go.
Later, Chris.
Daniel, why am I taking another dude right now? Daniel in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
Hey, man. So, what's your chair policy at the pool?
So, I go with you guys. If it's a personal towel, I'm going to be considerate. I'm going to leave it alone. That's all you. But if it's a hotel towel, come on, man.
For two hours.
Yeah. Nobody's sitting there. It's gone. It's mine. Game over. You lost it.
Yeah,
we're gonna get kicked out.
You know what? Well, and you know what this tells me? As a local, this tells me that you're bringing your tourist rules and trying to tell me how it's going to go. You know what I mean? Because you got the hotel towel.
Right.
Exactly.
You can't just, that's mine. And then you leave for 2 hours.
Nope.
I don't know. But again,
what purpose is it serving though too? I get it. It's like holding your stuff as well. But what purpose is it serving at that point? You're not claiming your stuff. You're not having a place to put any of your stuff. Clearly you're literally claiming a chair that's not being you.
If there are no chairs, then she want to make sure. I get why she did it. I just don't think she should be able to do it for 2 hours. She's claiming a spot. That's why she puts the towel there.
Thank you, Daniel. Katie and Henderson, what do you think?
I think fair game. If it's a hotel towel, every pool guy that works there puts a hotel towel down, whether it's laid out or rolled up. So a hotel pool towel, fair game.
Nope.
I'll move it.
Gotcha. Uber RJ, you're moving that towel.
Oh, yeah. I'm moving the towel just like I think his name was Daniel. Man, if it's not a personal towel, it's getting moved, especially after 2 hours. Nope, not in our city. Bye, Felicia. And I'll put my towel that says this is spot is taken, my Mario towel, and my son's Jurassic Park towel.
Yeah.
All on that chair.
But see,
it is ours.
Yes. No, that's yours then. Good call. No, but that's it, because that's personal stuff then.
Yeah.
Yep.
All you got to do is leave a bottle of sunscreen.
Right.
You leave a bottle of sunscreen sitting there, and it's like, ooh, don't touch that.
Exactly.
Somebody's coming back.
I mentioned the moon earlier. We own the moon. The United States does, because we have a flag in it. Now, if India comes up there and tries to take it, they can't. You know why? Because the moon rover thing is still there. We've left an item on the moon to make sure they know it's ours.
Okay.
Not just the flag.
I don't know who you try to argue with on that point. I don't know who you try to convince that we own the moon. I don't know.
What did you smoke before?
What do you have in your Crown Royal bag?
How do you think he knew? Right behind the taquitos.
Uh-huh.
Hot Ryan in the Northwest, what's your thoughts? Because I trust you.
I don't think Kayla's friend was necessarily right, but the other lady was most definitely wrong. If you're leaving a pool towel, not even your flip-flops under the chair, like where are your shoes? Where's all your stuff? Did you just walk down to the pool in your bathing suit? No shoes, nothing? There's not a single personal item on that chair. Girl, bye.
Solid point. See, this is why I trust you. Solid point. Where's your stuff?
Exactly.
Are you taking up two spaces now?
So that's my thought. I was like, because I don't know, how are you guys when you go places? I take that and I'll split things up. I'm like, bag here, bag here.
Thank you.
Random sunglasses here. So if I need to clear them three seats for people that are coming, I'll do that.
Yeah. But that's another story, friend. We don't have time. We don't have time for all that, but no, you're wrong. Spence, you had a superstar witness that can make this clear.
It reads, I worked at a pool for years. The unwritten rule is towel actually does not reserve your chair. You have to put a magazine or a drink or a bag.
Yep, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you put there. Anything that's actually yours, as opposed to the hotel towel.
Logical.
If it's a personal towel, then that's your towel.
Yeah.
That's personal stuff.
Problem solved.
What did Justice she... for Jasmine and Ben!
No, if I put my chair there, I mean my towel there,
yeah,
it's
we
fine.
Know. We heard it already. We heard it already. We know. Yeah,
I know.
Okay, you get the last word, but it doesn't make you any more right. It doesn't mean you win just because you got it
She
last.
Thinks it does. She just won.
I got it last. I win.
But I'll buy a chaise lounge and throw it in your studio tomorrow.
I'm trying to figure out where this other lady... I'm trying to figure out where this other lady has her room key and her sunscreen. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.5.
KLUC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.